bird flu has been confirmed in Johannesburg, with the City Parks and Zoo having recovered over 580 carcasses and incinerating a further 243 chicks. It's also asserted that the H5N8 strain of the virus is not contagious to humans. However, the consequences for the poultry industry appear to be far-reaching. Dr. Charlotte Nkuna, acting CEO of SA Poultry Association, joins us with more. Good evening, Dr. Nkuna.
Good morning, Tanisha.
Now, Dr. Nkuna, tell us just how great a concern is the occurrence of bird flu in Johannesburg to the industry?
Well, I think the biggest concern for us is the number of birds that we are losing with each outbreak that we report. So far, we have estimated that we have lost over 4 million layers,
wow,
which are your commercial your table egg producing hens. So that is a big concern for us. And also we've lost quite a few breeders, which are the best and that are responsible for the chicks that we then grow to produce meat.
Now, as I understand, the full effects of the outbreak on the industry, it's way too early to quantify that. But does this outbreak suggest that for consumers, the prices of eggs and chicken, our cheapest proteins, are going to be skyrocketing soon?
Well, it's true, and it's likely that that will happen, but we are trying very hard to actually bring in more, for instance, fertile eggs that then we will be able to use to curb a shortage that may come into play due to the loss of birds. So we're trying very hard to put measures in place to make sure that the shortages do not affect consumers.
Mm-hmm. Now, as the city asserted, the strain is not contagious to humans, but there is some concern about what work is being done to ensure that the poultry on our shelves is in fact fit for human consumption. Can you provide us with some insight into this, please?
Yes. So normally what happens when a farm is confirmed as being positive, or even if it's suspected, then the farm is put under quarantine. And all the product on that farm is actually not allowed to leave the farm. And this is to make sure that the virus doesn't spread. But because those measures are put in place to stop the spread of the virus, that also ensures that no product actually ends up on the shelves, even though there's no danger to humans. So those measures are to stop the spread, but then as a consequence also, there is certainty that none of it ends up on the shelf.
Well, that's certainly reassuring, Dr. Nkuna. Thank you so much for joining us this evening. Dr. Charlotte Nkuna, Acting CEO of SA Poultry Association.